Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets on corn, the USDA report was deemed a little negative, not only in the U.S. Stocks going higher and the yield. Actually, stocks increased about 62 million bushels, and then we also seen the yield go up about a half a bushel, actually four-tenths of a bushel from the August report. That, I think, took traders a little bit by surprise, but the global stocks also increased 1.6 million metric tons, while wheat global stocks fell 1.6 million metric tons. On soybeans, the report was a little bit negative. Traders had been expecting a drop in the yield. I kind of wondered about that, because if the USDA felt that the yield was at 49.4 at the end of July, how could you decrease it when you've had cooler weather and rainfall picked up? That had to mean the yield probably would inch higher, and that is what we got. The yield came out at 49.9, up one half of a bushel. So, but through the process, exports were increased 25 million bushels, and that left the carryout the same. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.